Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, all right, we're going to kick off. So we haven't done this in several weeks. Politics has been so dominant that we've not been able to do one of our usual segments. But you know the deal, y'all. Every once in a while, I'm resourcing the show early in the morning, getting ready to bring you all the information you need to have those water cooler conversations, to be able to refute liberals as they say things to you, to be able to know that you know that you know where you stand as a conservative. And I find myself looking at the resources going, look at the wokeness. How much wokeness can there be? I mean, for crying out loud, how much? And the next thing, I got a smorgasbord. I've got a charcuterie of wokeness, if you will. I've got an entire buffet, a vast cornucopia, a plethora of wokeness. That means it's time for another round of Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Well, listen, we're going to kick off Adventures in Woke World a little different than usual by bringing in one of our team. One of our, you know, Right Side Media is the parent company. Right Side Radio is what you're listening to. It's just one of our overall presentations. But Right Side Media has podcasts and written op-eds and social media, all the stuff. But one of the guys who creates a lot of content for us is our very own Birdman. Birdman's got a video podcast that comes out every Friday, brand new edition out today. It's called Right Click. And Right Click is basically, if you're into tech, if you're into gaming, if you're into just basically knowing the ins and outs of the high-tech world, well, Birdman is that guy, and he weaves the conservative message into that. He also calls out the wokeness when he sees it, and he's on the line right now. Birdman, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you guys doing today?
We're good, brother. We're good. By the way, thank you for joining us the other day on the live stream on election night.
Oh, absolutely. It was a blast. I was so glad to be a part of that.
The new studio looks mighty fine, too, does it not?
Oh, it's awesome. You guys, awesome job, really.
Well, we're excited about it. All right, your latest podcast is out today, and it is called what?
It's called What Did I Miss? I was on vacation, and boy, did things fall off the rails.
Yeah, you took a week, and then you come back, and like things have changed. I understand.
Yeah.
But, all right, you did an appearance on another radio show the other morning, and you talked about, speaking of wokeness, you talked about in the gaming industry, you keep finding places where woke is infiltrating the very game itself. Like they've totally lost sight of it's there for entertainment and competition and fun, actually. And they're just, the messaging is changing. Tell me what you found.
Yeah, I have coined a new phrase, let's call it, and I have been using it a lot. Delusion begets delusion. It seems to be something that we just cannot get away from in the pop culture world. Obviously, my biggest, you know, passion is video games and all of that. But I got to tell you, when I saw something, there's a game called Dragon Age. It's a beloved game series. It's been around for ages. They recently put out something called Dragon Age: The Veilguard. It's their newest installation. And there wasn't a lick of this that had to do with making a good game or a good product. It was only about the message. It's always about the message, right? And boy, did they take that to the nth degree. Top surgery, scars, all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Like the characters are designed so that you can be woke with your character or what? What are you saying?
Yes. So their whole thing is that if you want to go play the game at the start of it, you have a character creator. So you can make it as similar to you as you want it. Even so far, insofar as including top surgery scars. And there's a lot of other stuff, mind you.
Oh my gosh.
But you should know that all of the creative directors and everything made sure to tell people that at the forefront of development was inclusivity. That's a direct quote.
Oh, here you go.
Yep, you're waiting on it. I know. Yep, it's always there. And normally it's under the surface. This time it was the chip on the shoulder.
So literally you buy the game. I'm assuming you have to spend money to either get it or download it, right?
Oh, then, yes. 60 then, or 70 bucks.
Yeah. And then you've got it. And then you got all this stuff. Is this one of those you can actually play online with other folks and they're coming into your sphere and playing the game that you're in?
Actually, no. So this is a single player game.
Oh, really?
Dragon Age has been a, you know, it's exactly what it sounds like, right? It's the Age of Dragons. I mean, that's the whole gist, right? It's an old school. It's been around forever, and it's always been just a sci-fi single player game. They have always had some level of character creator and stuff like that, and that's never been a problem. But you know, at the end of the day, it's a fiction, right? It's a fiction scenario, and boy, did they do their best to pump fiction into it because it doubles down on itself. I'll put it this way: I got something pulled up here on my end that I've been looking at because I'm just stunned by it. But they actually have, as part of the core storyline, a sit down with your parents for dinner where you come out as non-binary.
Come on. In the game?
In the game. I mean, I got a buddy who bought this game just to review it, just to see how bad it actually is. And it ended up being worse. He's 20 hours into it and then found that there is a path that you can take where the only dialogue option that you get to choose from, and that's the whole gist, you make your own story to some degree, you get to a point where the only dialogue options you have, it force you to turn your character trans.
Come on. I mean, this is... It's not a game. It's an agenda. That's exactly what... Yeah. It's not a game. It's an agenda. But I mean, is it selling? Is it popular?
So I actually discussed that today on today's episode of Right Click. I'll give you a little teaser of it. No, it's one of those things that, you know, they have really gone out of their way, right, to try to press on this. But at its peak, it had 77,000 players at its peak all time, which you look at that and go, well, 77,000 is a lot of people. Well, when you put millions and millions and millions into a game's development, yeah, and then you turn around and you only get 70,000 people, you do that math, you're making no money. Well, if you compare it to a game that just broke every record, its all-time peak, that's called Black Myth Wukong, its peak was 2.4 million players. It's just not in the same category.
So this is like, if this was Hollywood, this would be a box office bust, is what we're saying.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we've seen some really bad stuff in the video game world recently. We've seen some major flops, like 60 concurrent players kind of thing. Those are outliers, and we love to rag on them as much as the next thing, but in all seriousness, Dragon Age is a very beloved IP and has been around for a long time with a cult following. And right now, the cult following is the only thing that's keeping this game even remotely alive.
So was it designed, this new version of it, was it designed as a throwaway so they could get some kind of woke bona fides out of it, you know, and say, look how woke we are. We did a thing and get their ESG rating up. Or was this really intended to become a very popular thing because the designers are all in? What do you think?
You know, I go back and forth on that, to be completely honest with you. I've talked about this over the last several episodes of Right Click, because the one thing I keep mulling over is the just destruction of not just video games, of movies, of TV shows. You know, we saw how Marvel took that nosedive,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think what I've narrowed it down to is that we're in an age of passionless development. I think that's really more than anything else what it comes down to. People don't care about making a great game anymore. They can't care about being part of the message. And by the way, just as the final twist of the dagger here, there are people, I kid you not, who are posting their custom-made character from Dragon Age on social media, and people are running at them to cancel them for it because it's not accurate enough to their actual skin tone and things of that nature.
That's just you're too far gone at that point. You've forgotten it's a game. It's become your existence. But there's other games. I mean, you've reviewed some others, I know for a fact, here of late, that had some disturbing messages or twists in them. Throw a few of those at us real quick before we run out of time.
I mean, there's been a lot of stuff lately. Even Call of Duty has had their little twists of the knife. A lot of the stuff that we're seeing lately is really turning into the streamers twisting things. You know as well as I do, video game streaming is extraordinarily popular. That's where we're seeing the real idiotic twist of reality. I mean, even so far as people saying, like, a top Twitch streamer is just openly allowed to go on, like, anti-Semitic rants and stuff like that. The game is never about the game anymore. regardless of what it is, what gets clicks are these people who are twisting good and wholesome things into just completely disgusting nonsense. And even so far as the game engines, what are, you know, what you develop and build this game on, the software that you develop it on, have been getting controversy where they have been speaking out publicly about how gay rights and this that kind of stuff is being attacked. And it's like, you're there as software for people to use. It's open source. What are we doing? So, and so it's all stemming.
So let me ask you this, with about 2 minutes left here. So like for instance, Right Side Media, we talk at the conservative viewpoint of news and worldview and that kind of thing. Is in within every industry, you have those magazines, those periodicals, those websites, those podcasts where they rank things and rate things and review things. Is there a conservative version of that for gaming that is calling these people out? Is there anybody out there saying that was stupid, or are they just letting it go?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I've found one that has one writer that has been really unafraid to say things. I haven't seen a lot of news around that. I'll be honest, my friends and I, we write for stuff. I'm not going to sit here and plug our stuff. We've seen such a gap in it because it just doesn't seem like anybody in this realm wants to speak out. And I think ultimately you and I both know what it is. The smallest groups have the loudest voices. They just yell the loudest. And right now, we know that the gaming industry is not predominantly a demographic of these type of people. They're really more like me, and they just don't. They want to play a game. They don't want to fight. So nobody's speaking out. And I personally, that's one thing I've been talking about on a lot of my articles with Right Side Media. It's just, we have to speak out. It's just, we can't just sit back anymore.
Yeah, totally agree. So what you're telling me is Right Side Media is ahead of the power curve on this one by having a right-click podcast.
You know, not to just sit here and pat myself on the back, but nobody's doing things like Right Side Media is. We're in a very unique vein, and more people need to realize how much we're speaking on the right things right now.
Very good. I love the plug. All right, listen, we're going to call it there, brother, but the Right Click podcast is available on the Right Side Media website, rightsidemedia.org. Latest edition out today. And Birdman, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, talk to you soon. We'll take it to a break. I ran long because I wanted to fit that in. But listen, the Right Click podcast, if you've got folks in your family that are tech-oriented, that are gamers, that love this kind of stuff, the Right Click podcast is a safe place to go. And it gives a perspective of, yes, the gaming industry is huge. It's a big part of people's lives, but it's got a lot of woke in it, and you better watch out. Right Click podcast, available at rightsidemedia.org. Phil Williams, more adventures in woke world. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. So we're in adventures in woke world. Just listen, I feel certain, JP, you got some sound effects you're going to be using on this segment, man. So if the first part of adventures in woke world was Birdman talking about how the gaming industry has gotten so woke that some games now are incorporating things like you can have your top surgical scars on your avatar character. And I'm like, what the heck? It's just, you know what, whatever happened to having the big hairy beast with a sword, just go for it, man. I've got an article here from the Daily Caller. Is it possible the Democrats will ever figure out that a part of what cost them the election was their absolute mania about pushing wokeism? I don't know. But Chris Cuomo himself, yes, Chris Cuomo. Phil, did you call on Chris? I did. Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo himself, actually on his podcast, The Chris Cuomo Project, which I believe is also on News Nation, he said that the wokest out there in the left, the wokest are part of what lost the election. Now, I agree the economy and the border are it, but if you look at it, the things in the economy were embedded with, like, the Green New Deal was just blasting money into the economy and getting nothing done, and the open borders policies. I mean, so the economy and the border are also driven in part by woke policies. Well, Chris Cuomo says, you're forcing new social norms on people in this country. No, I'm not. We're just doing what's fair. Trans people have rights too. He says, yes, but if it's communicated as if you must be forced to accept it and be indoctrinated with ideas, is that fair? That's not what we're doing. And he said, that's the women in sports thing. It happens a lot, like immigrant crime. And he went on to basically say, wokeism is part of why we lost. James Carville, the mouth of the South. That guy, how old is that guy? I mean, he looks like a shriveled apple.
He's pretty old.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He's like Yoda talking to us now. Oh, lost the election, you did.
That was good.
Weak on the force you were. Democrat strategist James Carville on Wednesday noted the woke era was a factor that hurt Democrats in the election. He says, quote, we got beyond it. The image stuck in people's mind that Democrats wanted to fund the police. They want empty prisons. You know, the immigration stuff. Big mistake. More importantly, it created to a perception of disorder. Yes. Yes, it did. But let's talk about some of the wokeisms. Like, I'll be honest with you. One of the things that's got to change is what I would call the mollycoddling of America's youth. I mean, JP, you sitting here in studio just restores my faith in your age group. Just saying. Your demographic, every once in a while I read these things and I go, my gosh, would a batch of 18 to 20 year olds still go ashore at Normandy if we had to? But I know you would.
We're few and far between, but we're still out
You're
there.
You're still out there. Yeah. I think there's a lot more of you than we know.
Yeah.
Let me run down this boggles my mind. I'm not sure how much of this I can get out before the break. I may be laughing too hard. So there's a number of universities around the nation that have decided that it is very important after the election to sort of be there for the students who may be having a hard time. And I got news. They would not have done that if Harris had won. They wouldn't. But like, for instance, Georgetown University announced that college students were invited to a self-care suite on the day after the election in case they needed some special attention. There would literally be milk and cookies and hot cocoa, as well as Lego toys and coloring books to get their minds. This is friggin' Georgetown University.
Wow.
Did we just go to break?
Apparently so. Loud and clear.
Now listen, I got a whole litany of these that's going to wind up just curling your hair, making you throw something, or just laugh. Adventures in the Woke World will be more. We're right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about this one. I mean this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, before I go any further, I got to remind you guys, so we have Right Side Media, the parent company of Right Side Radio, has just started a daily email blast that gives you all kinds of stuff. I mean, we send you this one email in the morning, and it'll have everything from what the Triple Dipper is going to be that day on the radio show to what the latest podcasts are to whether you can buy a new Right Side hat if you want to and see the latest op-ed that's been written and published around the newspapers in the region. All this stuff is in the Right Side Report email. If you'd like to be on the Right Side Report email distribution, we'd love to have you. All you got to do is on this text line that we always use, text the word newsletter by itself, just newsletter, one word, newsletter to 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. Just text the word newsletter. It'll send you a link, and you just fill it out, and next thing you know, you're getting a newsletter from us daily, and we'd love to have you in the string. I am doing Adventures in Woke World. The wokeists are out there, y'all. And they are, right now, the Trump derangement syndrome has bled over into a manic depression at the backside of the election. And it is found in spades on America's university campuses. I find myself just, it's hard to believe this is real. But I just, right before the break, I started talking about campuses that are literally not preparing kids for the real world. They're not. I don't know. The mollycoddling, we talk about helicopter parents. My gosh, how about helicopter professors? Like I said right before the break, Georgetown University, Washington, D.C. This is Georgetown. It's like, this is big doings. Georgetown. Totally being mocked because after the election, they opened a self-care suite where they would serve milk and cookies and hot cocoa and have Lego and coloring books for students to ease their mind and get their minds off of election results. What? I know. You look at it and go, for the love of God, people, you're growing up to be like adults and you're not. How about this one? Harvard. Harvard actually canceled classes. Harvard. JP, you need to be on the camera so I can see your face, man.
That, I did not know that. That's unbelievable.
Harvard reported that several professors in the sociology, math, and the general education departments all canceled their classes, with one of them, economics lecturer Maxim Boyko, reportedly telling his students that he would not have any in-class quizzes. They would be optional on Wednesday because if they needed time to process the results of the election, it was understandable. You can't make this stuff up. Wait, there's more. You think I'm done? Look at the list of highlights I've got right here. How about out in Tacoma, Washington, the University of Puget Sound? You know where this is going.
Yeah.
They're having a whole full week of self-care election activities for stressed students. Students are invited to walk through a walkable labyrinth with calm lighting and music to recharge their mental health in an arts and crafts corner, or to make a collage in a supported space for election processing, and there will be special support spaces for LGBTQ students and students of color to talk about their election anxieties. What? Make this stop. No, there's more. I'm sorry, there's more. I can't make it stop. There's more. How about University of Oregon? They may be number one in the polls right now in football, but a lot of that campus couldn't go on the field and get anything done, let me just tell you. The University of Oregon, they're Quactavius the therapy duck.
Oh my gosh.
They have baby therapy goats. Baby therapy goats. They have therapy dogs being brought to campus to promote well-being and lessen anxiety for students. Baby therapy goats?
I can't even.
You're gonna wear out that laugh button.
I know. It's
baby therapy goats. God, I'm not making this stuff up. How about Virginia Tech? Not Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Come on, Vatech. Vatech, you're allowed to play with therapy dogs, do arts and crafts, or join a guided stretching class as part of the Election Day activities organized by the Counseling Center, with a full day of self-care activities, including yoga classes, restorative dialogue, and therapy dog hours offered to process the election results. What? Oh, no. Wait, there's more. Oh, Wolverine Dan's going to love this one. The University of Michigan. University of Michigan School of Social Work invited students to attend various post-election activities, including an empowering art therapy workshop to process the emotions that may have been stirred up by the election season. Not to be outdone.
I jumped together.
not to be outdone because, you know, they got two Michigans. So Michigan State University, one of the MSU professors went viral, canceled her class to allow students to grieve, she said. She said, I'm canceling class today to grieve the presidential election results. As a queer immigrant woman of color, I cannot in good conscience go on about my day like everything is all right. Just called in. I mean, it's like, okay, somebody calls in sick, right? You know, whatever happened to things like, you know, blue flu, when the police decide to take a day off, they all call in sick. They don't call in and say, I'm a queer immigrant woman of color, and I cannot go on about my day like things are all right.
Are these colleges or kindergarten classes?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because I actually have, I got more comments, but there's a comment right here from an Emily Sturge, who works for a group called Campus Reform, trying to get the wokeness off the campuses. She said, these activities belong in a daycare, not an institution of higher learning. Life is hard. It's full of hard work, hurt feelings, sadness, and tragedy. Our great-grandparents fought through World War II with sacrifice and grit, not with coloring books and puppy petting.
Yeah.
They faced obstacles and opposition head-on. Universities need to return to preparing the next generation to not only survive in the real world, but to thrive. I will go one step further.
Oh, no.
A very prominent private school, apparently, in New York City. It's called the Ethical Cultural Feldstone School. Ethical cultural. Why would you name your school that?
You could just stop at the title.
Right, I know. Where'd you go to high school? Well, I went to Ethical Cultural Festival. I don't even want to read it now. Yeah, I don't know the name. Anyway, they excused absences for high school students, feeling that they might not be able to fully engage in their classes. No additional homework would be assigned on Election Day. No student assignments would be given on Wednesday. And psychologists would be available to provide counseling, the New York Times reported ahead of Election Day. This is absolutely how we don't win future wars.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. This is how we do not win future wars. But I've got one more. She has an article all on her own. I pulled this from the TB Daily News. Oh, my gosh. So, her name is Jackie Merrill. And Jackie Merrill is a professor at Worcester State University. Worcester State, which, by the way, is spelled as Worcester, but it's Worcester. Mm. Worcester State University has spent most of her career working in academia. In other words, she never had a real job, is what the article says. And she comes on her social media and says, I know that many of you are devastated by the outcome of the election. It's no secret that Donald Trump, won. And she says, you may have stayed up all night obsessively refreshing the AP map of taken states like I did. You're probably exhausted, frightened, angry, and depressed. I anticipate that you will, if you haven't already, cry today. I hope you have a shoulder to cry on, another voice to cry with, and a family of some kind to support you. Please don't hesitate to reach out to speak to me during, before, or after class this week, and to seek out help from the counseling center. You are not alone. I'm just make it. This is awful.
You know, I have a lot of thoughts on, college. And, Charlie Kirk has, one of his main talking points is college being a scam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think what all you just read off and the indoctrination and coddling happening in colleges right now, it's a shame. And it's, they won't only do that, but they'll take about hundreds, thousands of dollars for you to pay to go to those schools, and it's a mess.
There's it's before your time. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but a group called the Indigo Girls, and I'm pretty sure they're liberal, saying.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're very liberal. But they had a great song called Closer to Fine, which is a great acoustic song. But Closer to Fine had a line. I've always loved this line. She's talking about being in college, and she had a professor of philosophy with a portrait of Rasputin and a beard down to his knee, and he told her all the things she had to know about life, and then she said, I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. I got my paper and I was free. And I look at it and go, what we're looking at right here, if this woke world stuff that we're talking about is, yes, I would say the same is true. Hang on, I'm not done.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to keep hammering the universities. All right, the same University of Colorado that hired Deion Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
The same one. Of course, we had Michigan State just a minute ago.
Yeah.
Of course, we also had Oregon just a minute ago. University of Colorado, you may be interested to know the Texas Tech Red Raiders, they apparently have a guy who does game day T-shirts. And he always coordinates with the opposing school because if there's going to be a game day T-shirt, it's going to be them versus them, right?
Yeah.
So the Red Raiders against whoever. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's going to be Red Raiders, Texas Tech Red Raiders welcoming Big 12 conference newcomer Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sends them the design for the shirt. Storyline yesterday. I pulled this off of KCBD News in Colorado. So this company that does these T-shirts, he says he sent the design to Texas Tech. It was immediately approved. He sent the same design to Colorado. They rejected it. He went ahead and asked for feedback. He didn't get any. So he's on a time limit he's got to work with here. So he sent back a kind of a modified design and said, how about this one? And they again rejected it. And he said, I need some feedback on what we're doing. University of Colorado declined the T-shirt because, in their words, they were not going to be participating in a Colorado-based T-shirt that has an American flag on it. Yes. Yes, it did. Yes, the University of Colorado said it was not interested. It said at that point, we pressed a little more. We were told they will not be licensing a product that has an American flag on it. University of Colorado. what is happening. I want California back, but I want Colorado back. I love Colorado.
Colorado's great. It's one of my favorite places. Absolutely. I've been to when I travel. It's beautiful, and it's a shame.
It's a crying shame. Adventures in Woke World, everybody. We wore out the laugh track on that one, but listen, that's just, I mean, for the love of God, can we please raise up the next generation of warriors and fighters? Now, they're still out there. I know they are. JP's living proof. But the reality is, there's some people growing up on some of these college campuses right now. I shouldn't say it that way. They're not growing up on these college
campuses.
They're grown
up on there.
Yeah, adulting's very hard. Adulting is very hard. Get a helmet. How about that? Life's hard. Get a helmet. Take me to a break, JP. We'll take the last break of the day on a Friday afternoon on a post-election basking in the warm glow, Republican, conservative, happy, going to the weekend guy, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, do not forget, this is a Veterans Day weekend. This being a veteran-friendly show, me being a veteran myself, we're going to be taking Monday. So we've already submitted a what we call a best of compilation. It's going to be several of the pieces from the last few days post-election that'll be replayed on Monday afternoon. So we will not be with you live on Monday, but we look forward to being back with you again on Tuesday. A couple of text messages real quick. Badger from Athens says, thank you all for great shows all week. God bless. Have a great weekend. And thank you to all those who serve and have served. Badger, excellent. Thank you, brother. Ed P. from Huntsville says, Phil had a busy day today. How busy? Busier than the shredders at the DOJ. You're still using that laugh track. Travis from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, just so you know, your comment on James Carville resembling Yoda owned me. Thank you for an awesome show. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for your service. Thank you, Travis. Appreciate you, man. Metal Man Josh from Elkmont says, off topic here, but had a crowd around me at work and told me that I'd give someone $20 to tell me what number President Benjamin Franklin was on. The most popular answer was number 3, but no one knew the answer was president, was never president. Franklin was never president. My gosh. Let me go to the phones real quick. Our friend Allie from Athens is on there. Hey, Allie, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Colonel, and I have just one thought-provoking question.
What you
ready?
Got? Yeah, sure.
What I want to know is, if the milk that is being paired with the coping cookies is cow milk or black fly larva milk?
Oh, what no. Didn't bring the...
I did. I had to.
Oh, that's right up there with fake meat. I mean, the black fly larva, I just never... By the way, how many black flies do they have to get a gallon of milk? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. You would think it would cause extinction.
Little bitty udders on those things, just squeezing them out. I don't understand. It's just, I don't get it.
It's so wrong.
That's awful. I'm kind of gross. I'm grossing myself out now. Allie, you have a great weekend. We love you. We appreciate you.
Too,
all right. See
you.
Wow. Wow. Ugh. Wow. Yeah. Jeff from Indiana checked in. He says, hey, Phil, if the University of Colorado doesn't want anything with the American flag on it, they could certainly just not accept American dollars with In God We Trust on them. You know what? That's a great point, because I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of federal dollars flowing in there at the very least through grants, Pell Grants, and GI Bills and all of it. Grades are in. John from Huntsville says, Phil and Birdman both get an A+ for their equally fantastic performances. However, today's winner is obviously JP, with a nearly perfect A++ for his awesome sound effect skills. Congratulations. Also, he says, I want to know if JP is going to watch any of the Iowa versus UCLA football game tonight.
I probably will be, since there's not much other sports on tonight. And I'll take Iowa in that game. UCLA is not very good.
Iowa tonight. All right. And by the way, Republicans took Iowa too. Whoa! Did I say that? Yes, I did. We got a call again. I'll take one last call before the show is over. Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, how you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing well, Colonel. It's been a wonderful week, and I've got a ways to go. I wanted to give you congratulations. I got a newsletter from Defending the Republic, Good News Friday, and lo and behold, number 8 was an article from Right Side Media.
Really? I did not know this.
Defending the Republic, Good News Friday. If you get JP to give me a email address, and I'll send it to you.
All right, man. We appreciate that. Right, and listen. Thanks for letting us know, Thomas. We appreciate you too.
Hey, God bless. God bless for all you do, Colonel.
Thank you, man. Have a great weekend. Blessings on you. That's cool. You know what? We keep finding out that we pop up here and there and don't even realize it. But yeah, that's good news. Lisa from Huntsville checked in, said, with regards to all the universities and the wokeness, said if conservatives did this, they tell us just to suck it up or be convicted for election denying. I said, I always thought Mama was hard on me, but thank the good Lord she taught me to deal with disappointment and move on. I know, whatever happened to the days when you would literally talk about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat? I mean, kids got to know how to lose once in a while, too. Not that we want them to be losers, but you got to know how to handle the stuff that comes your way. Ken from Harvest says, maybe we as Republicans ought to send to these institutions of higher learning cases of straws so they can just suck it up. Yes, but don't send them paper straws because that's what they have
that's
to have.
That's what I was just about to say. Send them the paper straws.
You know you were thinking it. Marie from Madison says, I heard from a friend that some government agencies were literally having post-election stress sessions on Teams and Zoom for those who were having issues coping with the results of the election right here in Huntsville. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. If anybody recorded one of those, if anybody recorded a government agency having a post-election stress session on a Zoom call, I want a copy. I mean, like, literally. And I've got friends in the media that would also like a copy. So if you have that, Marie, if you know who has that, if anyone's got a recorded version of it, I need it. All right, you guys, we're heading into a three-day weekend, Veterans Day. Find a veteran. Tell them thank you. In the meantime, we love you. And do not forget, there are indeed more of us than there are of them. God is still on his throne. Stay in the fight. We'll see you Tuesday.